Danny.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Amy. How are you?
All right.
Oh, good.
Man, you guys are like on hyper speed with getting stuff done. I'm like, holy fuck. I wish I was that fast.
Well, your account's still not verified through Google with the verification code and stuff, so that...
I already gave that to them.
You did? Okay.
They sent me two of them, and the girl called, and happened to call right when I had that other appointment.
Uh-huh.
They were supposed to call me at 11.
Right.
So she calls, and I'm like, well, I have two codes. She goes, well, just give me the first one. I give her the first one. She goes, okay, that took it. I go, do you want the other one? She goes, no, there's nowhere for me to put it.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, then why do we send two codes?
Hmm. Okay. All right.
So, and then the website came over, and the website was like, they had it down like a roofing company, and they took our interview process and basically just right off of that. And
mm-hmm.
what we were looking for is, like, when we said roof repair, roof rejuvenation, roof restoration, all, those are all keywords.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they put it all on our website. It's like, no, that's not what we do. Like,
okay.
This is completely different. So she was like, oh, I get it. And so we talked with the chick, and she, like, went through the whole thing. She's like, all right, I got a better understanding of what you're doing.
Right.
Now I'm going to go to work on doing something else because, yeah, I see exactly what you guys are talking about. Then when we talked about the first little interview was my original onboarding and all that to be able to get those keywords and all the stuff of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
They talked to us about doing like a professional recording.
Uh-huh.
And
the
so
call reading.
We're like, yeah, we would like that. And so mm-hmm. then they send over before that interview, they're like, here's your call greeting. And we never got back to them as far as, because from what we understood is that we could have different cues to have it, like, direct the calls to different numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. we didn't know exactly how we wanted it to go. Because I don't want it to just say, oh, for new customers, call here.
Right.
My cousin's going, well, what customer we get is going to be new because we're not going to have repeat customers for 5 years. So why would we set
Hopefully
it up that
not.
Way? I go, that's not necessarily true because if we get in with accounts like real estate agents or certain accounts, it would be like if you have an account with us,
mm-hmm.
you know, press one for existing clients or whatever. So that's, and I don't know how we want to word it, but that's what I've got to work on. And figure out, like, what the different departments we want to have and where we're going to have them directed to. Well, they already
right.
did the recording. So I was like, well, is that part of the deal or is that just, like, is that set or what's going on here? Because I didn't know I thought you guys were still waiting on stuff from us.
Okay.
And it's done.
All right. So the thing is that we try to get things moving. Most of our clients aren't like you. Most of our clients need and expect results like as quickly as possible. So we try to get things done as quickly as we can.
Yeah. You guys got that. Yeah, you got the speed part down. Like if it was my only business and this is all I was doing and I'm chomping at the bit to get out there working, you
right.
guys would have nailed it. You know what
right.
I mean? But that's not, I mean, if we can put something in there like, hey, just, They want to see it get done, but I mean, wait, you know, let's work with them on getting the info correct or whatever the case is because.
Yes, absolutely. So what I've done is I've reached out to that department. There's, so as far as this goes, I reached out to the head of that department to ensure that there was no additional charge for logo, to fix the logo and make it what it is that you want it to be.
We don't, they never did anything for a logo. No one's contacted us for a logo. I asked
okay.
them about that and they said, oh, that's through the logo department. That's a different division. We'll reach out to them and have them contact you. We haven't heard anything yet.
Okay. So I see like a little basic logo that they did. It's nothing too spectacular. I don't know if you had ideas about what you wanted with that. It is
so,
on the website the landing page that we created for you. It
is that the little funky square
lighthouse
thing? So okay,
thing.
So here's
yeah, that's a little,
yeah here's the
yeah.
other here's the other thing. Okay, the webpage that they did rejuvashingle.ca.com.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, we already have rejuvashingle.com. They're like, oh, well, we need to get access to all that. I'm like, okay, I forgot. You guys actually asked me for that stuff before.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the field, And then this time when I took that call, I was on my way driving out to the desert over the weekend. So I'm like, holy crap, okay, this isn't going to work. So I said, send me that email again. So at the top of my list of emails, not that I have a ton in that file, but I'll get to that and get you guys access. But I don't understand why we're creating or buying up new domains and getting it on, you know what I mean, doing all that. We already did all that.
So we had to do, we promised you a landing page, Danny. And they went ahead and did that because it's included within the package. Just until your actual website, your custom site that we're building you is completed. Once that's completed, all that content is going to go to the one that you want, the rejuvashingle.com. Because they actually have this, what they've actually done so far is they have hyperlinked the rejuvashingle.ca.com, which is the one that we got, so just as like the placeholder for now. It's hyperlinked to that other domain. I click on it. We don't have access to it yet. So it says that it's parked, meaning that it has been purchased. Somebody has it. You, obviously, because you purchased
right,
it.
Right, so I need to get you guys in on it.
So once you give us access, then we can write the content to that. But we had to have something. We can't put up rejuvashingle.com while we're in the middle of trying to program it. Like that.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know what I mean? That's why that's done. But, yes, I put you in for client needs contact. So client support is supposed to contact you within, again, what my voicemail says is that, you know, I was gone on Friday and then we're coming off a long weekend. So within 24 hours, they're going to contact you regarding.
That's fine.
That's what I said. You're pretty easy. That's what I put in here in the notes. I'm like, listen, this guy's like super easy. Like he's not like extremely demanding and, you know, like I need this change right now. You know, like he.
I'm not mad at you guys. I'm not mad at you guys over what any kind of thing. Okay.
No, 100%. So. I don't think I'm in trouble at all. No.
I just want to make sure. I don't want you guys thinking that I'm upset. I'm not. I just want to make sure that we're getting it all this straight.
Exactly. And that's exactly what we're here for. And that's why, so when you gave me that Ruth Max, if you listen to my voicemail, you'll hear everything that I said. When you gave me that Ruth Max as like a template, you said, go here, check this out. This is like an idea of something, you know what I mean? Like these similar things, this and that, that and this, right? I notated all of that and I sent all that over to Celine. And my actual note in here says, listen, this guy is super cool. He's very easygoing, very laid back, extremely easygoing client. Just take a look at this stuff. This is what he recommended we have a look at when we get ready to program. Now, again, that landing page is basically, you know what it is. It's a freaking cookie cutter, okay?
You could tell that. Yeah, exactly. And so I told her,
you know,
as soon as I pulled it up, I told her, I'm like, well, okay, so here's the first thing. Like, I started to like get irritated a little bit. I'm like, we don't do any sort of, it had some weird funky ass tiles that I've never seen before. Right.
Okay.
And I do a lot of residential homes and stuff for pest control. It had these tiles that looked like they had, instead of them being domed like Spanish tiles for the roof, they were like cut in, cup down, right? And so they had that type of tile, then they had the wood shake roof, and then they had some of the regular asphalt shingles, but composite shingles. But I'm like, okay, so look, it looks like a generic base, you know, website that's for a roofing company. We're not a roofing company. We're like a complete, you're going to have to really understand what it is that
we
do. I said, we're not doing any repairs, no leak fixes, we're not doing anything other than spraying roofs.
Exactly.
So, and that's when she realized all that, I go, go to this website and we're looking at it. I go, so you see how their layout is? You see what how they have these stats and stuff like that on their page and on this other one over here, you see how, and I kind of picked up a few things that I liked and a few things that I didn't like on each page.
Right.
And kind of give her an idea. So that's, I really don't want it to be a super complicated process. I want it to be a very basic, clean page.
Yes.
I want them to reach out to us and learn more about it.
And that's exactly what we want for you. Now, I'm not going to say that we're necessary. You know, it is trial and error, and it because we're doing this all virtually and on the phone and all this stuff. Like you get the final say so on everything, and we want it to be exactly what you want it to be. But again, that's why you have myself. That's why you have Celine. That's why you have these particular individuals within our company to call back in and say, hey, you know, this isn't quite exactly what we're looking for. Can we make adjustment here? Can we do this here? Can we do that there? You see what I'm saying? That's what we're here for. Because it is. I mean, in any situation with this type of marketing, you know that it's going to be a little bit of try it, fix it, you know, make the change. So I appreciate you being patient with us as well, and that you're not like upset. I had went back in and checked your keywords after your client interview was done. I checked your keywords and I was looking at your keywords and I was like, okay, well, because they send text message and email verification for the keywords that we recommend, and you get the final say so on those. So, you know, that's why I went back in to check and I didn't see that you had like said yay or nay on them. So I was like, okay, well, they must have been okay, you know, during the client interview. But I did heavily notate that you're not offering a basic roofing service. This is a specialized service that you're providing, and it is, you know, more of a boutique type of service that you're providing. It's the only one even in California, but I believe you even
said that. Yeah, so that's what cracked me up. They actually quoted that in the actual web page. I'm like, no, I don't want you to say that. I don't want you to put down that, like, because as soon as we get competitors or other people involved in this, that becomes an obsolete statement. You know what I mean? It's like, let's not do that.
Right.
That's just, right now, so it is a niche industry. It is a specialty, brand new. I mean, when I say brand new industry, I mean, the industry is not even 5 years old.
Right.
You know, the roofs on some of these, RoofMax, they're the ones that were kind of like originally into this. And I have I don't know all the details, but I think Greener Shingles and RoofMax were like partnered at one time, or people involved were together and then split off.
Mm-hmm.
But they just finally started respraying some of their first roofs.
Okay.
So it's literally been around for 5 years. Now, of course, you start a business, it's not going to just blow up real quick.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's going to take time.
Mm-hmm.
So that just tells me that these guys that sprayed their own roofs when they first came up with this concept and trying it out and doing trial and error, they're just now going back to retreat those. That's 5 years in the industry. That's nothing.
Right.
You know, so.
Exactly. Not in long term. It's definitely not any length of time.
Yeah.
They're just nailing down the product and they basically did their first trial run, you know?
And they're still doing revisions. They did new patents on it.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, they're like, okay, so this is approximately how long it lasts. Now, what happens when we change X, Y, and Z to make it do, you know, A, B, and C? I totally get you. And, again, the call greeting, that's not a problem. Getting these things changed, that's not an issue at all. We do want to make sure that you're 100% happy and satisfied with everything exactly as it should be. Client support is going to be contacting you from our 877 number at some point in the next 24 hours. That is business hours. Again, we do get back up over the weekend while we're,
it's 48. I don't care.
Yeah, you know what's going on. But you have my direct contact information if, you know, something else needs to be changed or comes up immediately. But we're going to get you squared away. Don't worry at all.
So,
and then what's with the, you don't like this logo that they've, this little logo that they've got going for you so far, right? You would do you have some?
I sent something over to the girl that did the web interview.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Celine. Okay, perfect. Then we'll get that squared away. Okay.
And
I'm
if,
just
and if it's
that.
Too, if that's too complicated and I need to do something myself, I can do that too. But
okay.
I just,
it's included so in the package,
stuff,
so let's see what we can get going for you first.
Okay, yeah, and if we have to pay something for it because it's a little bit more detailed, then whatever, so let me know.
Okay, all right, I will. I'll take that as well.
Sorry, really quickly, the stuff that they sent over, the stuff they sent over with the voicemail where I clicked on the link and heard the voicemail, can I reply back to that regarding that voicemail?
I believe you can.
Okay.
All right,
I'll start doing that. I'll reply back all the emails.
Okay, perfect.
All right, cool. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.